It's now my pleasure to introduce Renee from Santa Cruz, California. She'll be speaking on step seven. Go ahead, Renee.
Hi, my name's Renee, and I'm a recovered alcoholic and addict. And I was laughing, Judith, because I am in service at BBA Monday night, and I have forgotten to turn off the record. And I think I'm going to do that. Ask somebody, I mean, what a concept, you know, ask for somebody to help. So yeah, my God-given sobriety date, it's not my first, is August 6, 2021. I've been around AA since I was 20, got sober at 31, and was able to stay sober for 16 years before relapse, and then floundered in that spiritual malady for 11 years and through a divorce, and couldn't quite find my way back until God showed up and I was able to get my new sobriety date. And no one had ever, I worked the steps, I was very agnostic, and no one had ever walked me through this big book. You know, I had kind of lived in the 12 and 12. And comparatively, you know, I was a very low drunk addict. You know, my life got better and all the things, you know, came, the inside changes happened. But I got to tell you know, on the topic of step seven, I would often feel like one big defect. It was a struggle. I lived in the bedevilments, even though, you know, I was living a lot like I needed a drink. And one thing I love about BBA, well, so how I got to BBA was at 60 days sober, I was struggling, and my closest friend nudged me and said, check out BBA. And I did, and I immediately heard the depth and weight. And I've been coming ever since. Tyler got me a step guide right away, and I surrendered, and you know, and I did the work, and I sponsor, and I continue to do the work. I just went through another round through the steps, and I qualify, you know. So I've worked done the BBA work on alcoholism and addiction, and I love how you can change the word in the big book. I'm codependent. I'm also a child of an alcoholic. And many of you might know Pastor Jose. He was very instrumental with counseling and walking me through the code of steps. And I recently, with claw marks all over it, have surrendered to OA since I'm also a compulsive overeater. So I probably qualify for every program, not Gamblers Anonymous, but get me in a casino long enough, and I probably qualify. So just wanted to clarify that. So yeah, no one had ever walked me through that big book or talked about the spiritual malady. And they may have talked about it, but I didn't hear it until I got to Big Book Awakening. And I learned, you know, I love hearing people in BBA like Tyla, and Pat, because they, and all of you, because you helped me to articulate many times what's going on with me. And you know, when what happened, it helps me, you know, to articulate. One of my favorite speakers I got introduced to in BBA was Mark Houston. And I'll read a couple of things that I liked. In one of his talks, he says, the steps speak to my spirit. And that's actually what I've experienced. And he talks about how the ego rebuilds and how. And this is what happened to me partly when I relapsed, is I pull away from meetings, men, my husband, money. I started climbing the corporate ladder in tech here in Silicon Valley. That became more of a priority to me than my recovery. And I pulled away, you know, from AA. He is just one of my favorite speakers. So when I got to BBA, I was pretty beaten, and I had that gift of desperation. And I had a little bit of hope. I'm thinking, okay, maybe, you know, and I got I'm willing, you know, I've always been in AA, been willing, okay, step taker, work the steps, you know. And this time, what was huge for me is I was introduced to the set aside prayer. And that was really, really huge for me, because I had to set aside that 16 years, because I was baffled. How could I have relapsed? and, you know, the remorse, and it was a really hard thing. I got to set that aside and be new. And that was such a gift for me, and to be open-minded and have a step guide take me through this book. And my step one experience was very powerful. And I know we're not supposed to curse, but, you know, how do you summarize it? At the end of that, I realized I'm apt. I have this disease. I didn't choose this disease. And lack of power is my dilemma. You know, I really got that for the first time, because I used to think I blow up my life when I drink and use, and that made me an alcoholic. But that's not what makes me an alcoholic. I'm bodily and mentally different from my fellows. And I probably heard it a zillion times, but it went from my head to my heart. And I realized, you know, just how hopeless I was. And that I have no power over this disease. And what happened for me, being an agnostic, you know, I kind of thought maybe there's a God, but God, you're not going to tell me who that God is. I was a very rebellious alcoholic, is that I did have a spiritual experience right before I got to AA. I had been crying for a week and God showed up. And then what BBA taught me, the book taught me, is that I need to seek that relationship with God and that reliance. And that's something that I seek, you know, every day. And the reason I'm talking about these previous steps, we're on step seven, it's real important, because I had to do this before I got to step seven, you know. And then step three, you know, I turned to God, away from my old life to a life with God. And I make a decision to go to any lengths. And then I get into action and I do my step four, you know, and I get on paper, you know, I don't have clarity at this point. And I start getting it on paper and going, I love the BBA four step. It's very thorough. And I get it on paper, the obstacles, the illusions and delusions that I'm not aware of that are in my path that are blocking me from God, from you, from myself, and how my fears drive my delusions, drive my selfish thinking, drive my actions, how the fear is the root of it for me. And now step five, I get humble and I share my fourth, and I take it to the grave, secrets to another person and God. And the book tells us we're working on getting a new attitude and to see how our troubles of our own making, and to get in touch with the nature of my defects, which is to me my fears and delusions. So I get to see these obstacles that are in my path, and I get to see the weak items, not the bad, that are in my inventory. It's just what I need more help from God with. And I got to learn that in BBA, because prior to BBA, I just thought I was bad. I thought I had to work on my defects, you know? And, you know, what I found out in BBA is that that's a God job. It's not a Renee job. You know, I need to be into action and be doing certain things, but that's a God job. And I got to see my depth and my need for a relationship with God, and that power in my life, that what happens on my own power in that fourth and fifth step. So, you know, so after reading the fifth, we return home for an hour, and it talks about it on page 75. Returning home, we find a place where we could be quiet for an hour, carefully reviewing what we've done. We thank God from the bottom of our heart that we know him better. And one thing that's really helped me is to put the book into I statements. It personalized, it landed deeply. I love that about BBA. Didn't just generalize, but when Renee returns home, she finds a place where she could be quiet for an hour. And taking the book down from the shelf, Renee turns to the page which contains the 12 steps. I carefully read the first five proposals and I ask if I'm omitted anything. And at that point, if I'm omitted anything, then I add it. You know, how free do I want to be? I want to get everything on here. I'm building an arch through which I will walk a free woman at last. And I question, is my work solid so far? Are the stones properly in place? Have I skimped on the cement put into the foundation? Have I tried to make mortar without sand? So, you know, I look at all that in a meditative way, and I pick up my inventory and go through each resentment, my sex ideal, and my fears, you know, in a brief way. And then I look at step six and look at my willingness to let God remove my defects and all this stuff I've uncovered in my inventory that I find objectionable. And Tyler has taught me a good question to ask myself at this point when I'm at home in that hour. And I invite God in to these areas of my life, and I ask that he take them all. And that if I'm clinging to something at this point, I just ask for willingness for God to take it. And then I look at step seven and I do the prayer on my knees. And Tyler also has me at this point, when I'm on my knees, I look at a door with an arch and picture an arch. And when I'm in prayer, I picture myself walking to freedom with God's hand in mine. And that's what these steps have been for me, have been a way to freedom on a day-to-day basis. So yeah, I used to think that I work on my defects, and my understanding is different today. Faith without works is dead. There is action required from me, you know, carrying out our primary service, having my hand out to other alcoholics and addicts, being of service. Retire at night has been huge for me, because I used to cherry pick the book and I got things misconstrued. And when someone took me through the book this time in BVA, it was the first time that book really opened up. And what it's saying is not to beat myself. It's saying, retire at night, constructively review my day with God. And to me, it's the most gentle part of my day. And I get a look at what's objectionable, and I get a look at what's good. Many times I go, oh, Renee, you weren't reacting, because I was a big reactor. And ask God to remove, I go to fear pretty quick, because what the inventory taught me is that my fear is driven by 100 forms of fear, the book says. Well, I thought, well, that's kind of pushing it, until I did my inventory and I saw how fearful I was and how my fear drives my delusional thinking, which drives my delusions, which drives my thinking, which drives my action. So to me, that the nature of my defects many times is a fear. Like at work, I used to be a big reactor, right? Being criticized, taking it personally. And my fear, I discovered, is of not being worthy, of not being good enough. And once I get in touch with that fear, you know, I ask God to remove it, and that defect loses its power. So, and another thing that's been very helpful, because isolation for me is the enemy of my disease. My disease wants me isolated. I talk about with somebody, Barbara, my close friend, I talk about, you know, my delusional thinking and things that happen, another close friend on a daily basis. And that helps take the power out of it. I also see how my defects have served me all my life. You know, I'm a child of an alcoholic and had childhood trauma, and I didn't know any different. However, today, you know, I think of it like the book says, I'm God's agent, and God wants me to be free in contact with him and being of help to others. And the seven-step prayer is about that, removing what blocks me of being useful to you and my fellows and to God. And for me, I needed outside help, which has helped me with my defects, because what I didn't realize is that I was suffering from childhood trauma. I was so codependent and protecting everybody. And I have friends who were really, you know, my mind really, you know, abused. And I got to have this beautiful journey inside to acknowledge the things that happened to me, and to feel the feelings finally, you know, and I even asked Jose, why am I doing this in my 60s? It's God's timing. You know, this disease is so cunning, baffling, and powerful. But it helped me, and then to heal and to have forgiveness and to regulate, because I would go in a loop, in a circle. I'd get triggered, my defect, and combative. And now I can stop, breathe, go to my truth. You know, I'm God's beautiful daughter. I am worthy. I don't have to explain and defend. And that allows me to be more loving and kind and tolerant to other people, because I'm not all wrapped up in that fear and that trauma. So I've had to do a whole lot of friggin' work to get to the point where I'm at today. And I have a lot of freedom today. One thing I love is I work in tech. I'm busy. And I'll get a call from Verizon or somebody. And I'm like, oh, what? And I'll stop. And I'll put a smile on my face, stop what I'm doing. And I'll be courteous and nice to that person on the phone. You know, that is part of practicing these principles. In all my affairs. And it puts a smile on my face. Stop what you're doing, Renee, and just be nice, right? And so, you know, a lot of what I talked about with defects of character, it's like, what's underneath it? What's the nature of it? That's been really important for me, to go underneath the defect of being combative. Was one of my defects, you know, my selfishness, which I turn to God every day and ask him to remove. I don't beat myself up, say, there it is, God, you know, can you please, you know, help me with that? And when I forget to lean on God, I can get in a tizzy. And, you know, when I lean on God in all areas of my life, things go so much better. And there's been a lot of growing and reconnection for me the last 4 years to God and to myself and to others. And there has been a consistent peace and serenity I've never had at this level before. Not that my life's perfect, but for the most part, I'm happy and I feel whole, more whole than I've ever felt. And, you know, I am useful. Those promises have come true for me. And I still have to look at each day where my ego is starting to take over. You know, what's my current day agnosticism? You know, where am I not relying on God? And for me, you know, and I'll end with this, you know, I want to hear from you guys. I'm not an expert or anything. I'm just here to share my experience. I just did a surrender to OA. I had claw marks all friggin' over it. I don't want to be a compulsive overeater. I don't want to have to go to OA. And I'm having a step one experience again. And BBA has taught me, allow myself to be right on step one. I'm not a know-it-all. I don't, just because I've been around AA so long, I can do that today. I can just be new, having a step one experience, and have a guide of a sponsor that has been tremendous. And it's just really kicked my butt. And, you know, the disease, it's like, for me, sometimes whack-a-mole. Where's it going to show up now? But yeah, you know, I think that's my experience, strength, and hope. I'm still a work in progress, and I love that. You know, my home group is Monday night, BBA at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And then I have a live meeting here in Santa Cruz that Barbara and I go to on Fridays. And I'm very grateful today, and I hope somebody got something out of that. Thanks.
Oh, thank you so much, Renee. That was just a marvelous share. So well spoken, and lots of good things to think about. I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording.